coming soon on the COIN Podcast Network.
We're here because Frank Gable murdered Michael Frank.
He collapsed and died before getting anyone's attention.
It's a travesty of justice, and the state of Oregon has fought to keep him in jail.
Did you see Frank Gable stab Michael Frankie?
No.
Relatively few carjackings turn into murders.
There's a killer out there somewhere. Don't let me get railroaded for this. That's all I want.
Keep an ear out for that story coming soon. And check out more great COIN Podcast Network presentations on COIN.com, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. From our studios in downtown Portland, Oregon, this is a COIN 6 digital exclusive.
All right, welcome back to this COIN 6 weather podcast. It is first day of school, and how convenient. The first day of school, temperatures soaring into the 90s. The heat is here, likely the hottest time frame that we've seen all summer. And it's right when the kids are getting back to school. That means the parents are scrambling around to get their kids prepared for the heat and ready for school. And so you've guessed it. This podcast is going to be about our back to school forecast and what we can do for families here in the region that are watching the show and they want to get that back to school forecast or just that school bus forecast ready the night before or something like that. Okay, so I'm meteorologist Joseph Dames. You can catch me on the weekends. This is a special topic for me because on Sunday nights, I have to make sure I get that forecast out for Monday morning. And I have a lot of questions about this as we do kind of look forward in time. But this isn't just going to be a podcast with me. We have a parent here. Her name is Ashley. In fact, she works here at the COIN station. She's a producer here, but she has a kiddo that's getting ready to go back to school. So we're going to also bring her in. Good morning, Ashley.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing well. Are you excited to get the kid back to school?
Oh my gosh, so excited.
Can you can you explain your setup here? Like how old your child is? Just kind of share your family.
Yeah, so I'm a single mom of a 7-year-old boy. He's going into second grade. His name is Sebastian. I take him to the bus stop every morning, and then he'll ride the bus to school. And he goes to kind of an older school, so there's not a lot of air conditioning. There might not be any air conditioning, I'm not sure, but it's an old building in Portland. And then he rides the bus home from school, and once a week he has soccer practice after school too. So lots of things to consider when I'm thinking about the weather, thinking about what he's going to wear and what he's going to do that day.
Yeah, I mean, of course, it's a long day. And one of the notes that I actually wrote down here is how there's three phases to the school day. You have to worry about, at least when we're making a forecast, we have to worry about the morning on the way to the bus stop or if they're walking to school. Some kids walk to school. And if you're taking them to school, what that means for you as a parent. Then kind of like 1.2 phase of the morning is they have like a recess, which might take them outside, maybe. And then they have the after school commute. So that could mean they're outside walking to a bus there. And then if they have after school sports, like you mentioned, and that's all something that you had to prepare for either the night before or that morning to get you through not just the morning commute, but you got the whole day that you have to prepare them for. So do you find that tricky from time to time to get them an outfit for every part of the day?
Yeah, it definitely can. And I think especially with younger kids, you have to think about all the different parts to what they're wearing and whether they're going to lose them or not. So lost jackets, lost sweaters are definitely a reality with a young child.
Yeah.
So if I don't have to worry about sending him with a jacket, that is a big deal to me. But I mean, it's just one of those things like, in Portland, the weather kind of changes throughout the day. Like it can be really chilly in the morning and then really hot in the afternoon. And so we just kind of have to think about if he's going to need to bring that jacket, if he's going to have room in his backpack to shove it in there later, what kind of shoes he's going to have to wear, if it's going to rain or not. I think just thinking about those different parts of the day is definitely something that comes into play and whether he's going to have a jacket. And
yeah. Well, I know. So we have a 9-year-old in the house and she's always asking about the weather. Can I wear a dress or can I wear this or that? does Sebastian ask you, can I wear shorts today? You're like, no, it's going to be wet.
Yeah, sometimes. He doesn't usually ask it, but I usually will have him set out his clothes the night before so that he's ready in the morning. Mm-hmm. And once in a while, I'll see him pull out like a heavy, heavy sweater and then like shorts. And I'm like, dude, what weather are you preparing for? And so I kind of have to go over with him, like, here's how we check the weather. Here's how we get ready for different kinds of weather. But he's kind of at the age now where I'm letting him have a little bit of independence. And so if he wants to wear a sweater with shorts and if he's going to insist on that, then that's what I'm going to let him wear. And he's just going to have to live with it.
Yeah.
He'll get to see what it's like to have 90 degrees and wearing a sweater.
Right. Yeah. Is it? So it's a kind of a routine in your house. That sounds like a great way to set it up.
Yeah. And it's one of those things, like, definitely knowing the weather the night before is a big deal to us because we have such a limited time in the morning. We have to get up very early in order to get to the bus stop on time. And so I'm getting him up at 6 a.m. and he's tired and groggy and not really wanting to think about what he's going to wear that day. So if it's all set out the night before, if we knew the weather the night before, then that definitely makes our mornings go a lot more smoothly.
That brings up another point that I have here that I wrote down, because for the most part, you know, you get something, you know, on our weather app. We have a great weather app. You can see days ahead. But are you looking? Do you prefer checking the forecast the night before? You know, the most recent information, or would it be helpful if we did like a weekly school forecast, which is like, all right, on Sunday night I put out something that tells you maybe Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, so you could get prepared earlier in the week, or is, you know, would you recommend? Because that's interesting for me too.
Yeah, I think looking at the week ahead is nice, but for me in my life, I don't usually plan out the week ahead. We usually will, I'll kind of have it in my mind like it's going to be hot later, but I know it's going to change throughout the week. So I kind of look at it every night and decide like, okay, well, it looks like it's going to rain at this time tomorrow. So you're going to want to have rain boots, or you're going to want to have a jacket in the morning. So I think definitely the night before is kind of more of what we rely on.
Okay, so that's the big one. Yeah. Because for the most part, that's when we get that forecast out, is, you know, in the evening or definitely at that 10 or 11 p.m. show, we'll put the school bus forecast and try to get that out to parents. But helpful if we share this on social media. I mean, are you involved in something like that? Do you try to check in on social media, follow, you know, some of us here at the station and see what we post? Would that be helpful as well, you think?
Yeah, I think the more you put it out there, the better. Like, the more times your eyes get to see on it, just because even if we're not going to social media specifically to look at the weather, if it pops up in our feed, then we'll kind of have that in mind. And we'll kind of know, like, okay, they've been talking a lot about how it's going to be hot this week. Even if I haven't specifically looked up that information, I've seen it over and over and over. And so I know, okay, it's going to be hot. I can prepare for it.
Yeah. Is there a condition that you just hate seeing on the forecast that you're like, I do not want to get Sebastian prepared for this?
I think that the heat is actually really difficult to deal with. We're in a good position where we have air conditioning and a pool in our apartment, so that's really nice. Mm-hmm. But just knowing that he's going to spend all day in a really hot old building, and hoping that he remembers to drink water and just doesn't, like, he gets really grumpy when it's hot, as most adults do also.
Yeah, right.
So that's kind of really difficult for us to deal with. And then snow days in Portland, you know, they're just always, they're just tricky. You never know if school's going to be canceled or not and what you're going to have to deal with on a snow day. So definitely those two extremes of extreme heat and snow.
Yeah. So rain is like, yeah, you know, we're rain boots, rain jacket.
It's Portland. Yeah, we know how to handle rain.
We're good. So it's the heat and the snow, which are kind of the extremes there that we have to really focus on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's, of course, the snow forecast we've had. Those usually come down to the last minute, so that might even be something that you check in the morning as well. And sometimes our forecast changes as we go through, but we really like to solidify that as early as we possibly can, so, you know, parents can and get that all worked out.
Yeah, and the schools usually don't make their decision until the morning of, as far as snow days. So we usually will not get a call from the school until like 5:30 in the morning if school is going to be canceled or delayed. So knowing the night before kind of helps us keep in mind, like, okay, they're predicting snow. we can kind of think, okay, they're probably going to cancel school. Let me make my plans now for childcare. That way I'm not scrambling at 5:30 in the morning to try and figure out what to do with them for the day.
Yeah, I'll make sure that a lot of this stuff I write down so we can kind of go, I could go over it later and build a better idea of the forecast. So it's definitely a good idea, though, to have like the three stages of the day on, in that forecast, you know, the morning, maybe afternoon temp, and maybe like, a little bit later in the day for after school activities. Is that something that you would like?
Yeah, it's definitely helpful. I think it's not necessarily the first thing in my mind. But it is really useful to know, like, okay, it's going to be chilly, but you're going to want to wear a t-shirt underneath your sweater and have something that you can pack away and, you know, stay hydrated throughout the day, that kind of thing.
Nice. As we go through the school year, the conditions definitely change. And one thing that I've noticed that I like to try to add to the forecast is the morning sunrise and the sunset, because you get closer towards winter and it's dark for the whole morning, which could cause some problems if you have to walk to the school bus or even if they're there after school a bit later. You know, sunset can be in the 4 p.m. hour and it's dark early as well. Is that something that you would look for maybe on a forecast or you would like?
Yeah, it's definitely useful. Like we probably most of the school year, we're walking to the school bus stop in the darkness. Mm-hmm. That's just, again, like the reality of living in Portland. But it's good to kind of know, like, okay, well, we're going to have, like right now we can prepare for when it's going to start getting dark in the mornings. And then, you know, later we can start preparing for when it's going to be lighter. Just kind of have that in our minds is really nice. And especially as my son gets older and he starts walking on his own, I think that that would really be something that I would think about, whether he's walking to school in the dark or not.
Yeah, I think that's an important variable to the forecast when we're thinking about it at night. Like, okay, we're losing sunlight here, you know, time's changing. And then also fog. You know, we've had some cases in the past where fog has been a problem just for drivers in the morning. You know, do you talk to your son about just being careful walking to school, being careful in the foggy conditions, watch out for cars, stuff like that?
I would say it's not something at this age that's a huge thing in our mind, just because he's usually with me until he gets to the bus stop and then he's on his bus and I trust the bus drivers to know how to drive in the fog. But definitely as he gets older and starts walking on his own, it's going to be a big deal, especially for like crossing streets, you know, thinking like the cars may not be able to see you even though they're very close. That kind of thing is definitely going to be something that we'll think about.
It's just packed. I mean, there's so much you just think about. It's just an everyday thing that you and I and everyone deals with, a little bit of weather here and there, but just those little bits, I think really makes a big difference as far as the forecast goes, because sometimes you just don't think about, oh, is it going to be dark in the morning with fog? Like, yeah, it is. And on top of it, it's going to be a little damp. So that could cause even more problems with glare and whatnot. So it's good. All right. Well, are you excited for the school year? Is that something that you guys are kind of amped up about?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good school year. It's been nice to have kind of a nice, relaxing summer, but I think both of us are eager to get back into a routine and back into the swing of things.
Right. And prepare for the heat this week.
Oh, yeah, I think so. I think we'll be okay. Well, it'll be a good excuse to get those last few days at the pool in and just kind of soak up the last bits of summer.
Yeah, that's good. It's enjoyable. Well, I just want to, before we just wrap it up, is there anything else that you'd like to add? Maybe some other moms out there, anybody else about forecast?
I don't know. I would say going back to talking about rain, something that I didn't think about before was the potential for flooding. Mm-hmm. We don't drive to school, but I know that the school bus drivers are always thinking about flooding also, and any parents that drive to school. And so that's definitely something that if there's any potential for flooding, I don't know how well you guys can predict that. I know you can a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's definitely something to keep parents aware of. Right. It'll definitely make an impact on that drive to school.
Yeah. So I think in a perfect scheme of our forecast, you know, we're definitely looking at the temperature right away. All right. Especially in the morning, you know, like, is it going to be 32 degrees outside? Do they need to bundle up? We're looking at rain versus snow. Is that going to be a problem during the day, or is it going to be, you know, dry and breezy? Are you worried about wind at all?
Not really, no.
Okay.
It doesn't really. I mean, I know that it happens. Right. And we kind of know when we're out there, but it's not really something that I think about beforehand that makes an impact on our day.
Unless it's going to be aggressive to
the extreme. Yeah, right. If there's going to be a tornado, I want to know. But.
Yeah, right. Okay. So those are the things that we're focused on. And then the fog, as I mentioned, the light. So those are all the variables that we kind of put into that school bus forecast. And seems like we're on the right track as far as that goes. And then what I again, another note that I wrote down was just the best time to share this news. And it seems like every night before, the night before is probably the best. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think in my experience it is. I would assume at least parents of little kids, just because little kids go to bed so early that you kind of want to have as much prepared ahead of time as you can.
Yeah, that's good. Well, just so everyone knows, Chief Meteorologist Natasha Stenbach, Kelly Barron, our meteorologist in the morning. She is always going to have that back to school forecast. Natasha will have it at night. Of course, I'll have it on weekends. And I'm thinking about the idea of maybe pushing out, you know, like here's the weekly school forecast, but sounds like the night before is probably the best. So maybe I'll put that in the back pocket for another time. We all have social media and we'll always be posting this as we go through the school year. So it's great. You can find us on social media. You can also go to coin.com/weather and we have the forecast there. I appreciate your time, Ashley. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This was really fun.
Thanks, Joseph and Ashley. That was some great information. I'm Coin 6 morning meteorologist Kelly Bayern, and like Joseph said, I'll be getting you that bus stop forecast every single school morning. Thankfully, as school gets started this year, we're not dealing with too much smoke from wildfires, but that could change. If you want to hear about how wildfire smoke could affect your health, check out my podcast on wildfire smoke and air quality. It's available right now on coin.com and the Coin Podcast Network, available wherever you find your favorite podcasts.
The Coin 6 Podcast Network is your home for all sorts of content you can't find anywhere else. Visit coin.com/coinpodcast to see our entire library. And you can always subscribe to all of the Coin 6 podcasts on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.